Have you ever heard the saying that you get the tyranny you tolerate? It's really important for us to remember that right now across America, because people like you and I, we are active in working to defend America, to defend our liberties, defend our rights, our communities, our families, against all these insults and attacks upon us, not just the illegal immigration, but the whole LGBT child grooming, child mutilation agenda. It's another assault on our culture, but too many people have put up with it. Too many people have even embraced it in the name of inclusiveness. Well, if your inclusiveness includes Satanism, then you're going to end up with Satanism running amok. If your inclusiveness includes, you know, pedophiles and child grooming and child mutilations, then that's what you're going to get. So, you know, enough with this term inclusiveness when you're talking about pure evil. Satanism has no place in our society. Satanism should be rooted out. It should be called out. It should be defeated at every level. And if you put up with Satanism, then you're going to get a society run by Satanists. And that's actually where we are right now. So part of my beef is with all these people that have sat back and done nothing, who I call the oblivious masses. And there's, of course, you know, a lot of those people. That's probably the majority of society. They're busy working. They're busy raising kids. They're busy watching TV. They're busy watching the Super Bowl. They're just busy. They don't want to be bothered with other things in life that might be a threat to their continued survival and the existence of their nation and the future for their children or grandchildren. They just want to get through today. And they don't want to hear about illegal immigration or about transgenderism run amok or any of these other things. But it's those people, because of their complicity, you might say, or their apathy against what's happening, it's those people that actually lead us down this path that ends in disaster, because they did nothing. They said nothing. Who is it? Sir Edmund Burke, the philosopher, British philosopher, I believe, said, "All that is necessary for the triumph of evil is that good men do nothing." And here we are. We've had good men and good women do nothing. They've said nothing. Sometimes they've even embraced evil, and now we're being overrun by evil. So now we're past the tipping point. Now the collapse is approaching. Things are going to get very, very bad. And maybe out of that collapse, then there'll be a resurgence in interest in defeating evil. But for the moment, not much is being done. And so the collapse is coming. It's inevitable at this point. This cannot be turned around. The cultural rot has been so effective that there's hardly anything left of, you know, real American culture to prevent the continued decline of this nation. Same thing with the rule of law. It's a similar story with the rule of law. So the rule of law is, it has collapsed so much. You've seen it in the New York City court case against Trump, for example, and the persecution of J6 political prisoners and many other examples. The rule of law has collapsed across America. And you now live in a nation where you can't count on an impartial judge or an impartial jury or a judicial system that even functions as intended. And these are all signs of the accelerating collapse. So get ready for the whole system to come down. And you've seen it recently with the infrastructure failures of AT&T, the cell towers not working. You see it at your local bank. How often are the bank computers down where they can't do anything? Sorry, you know, can't get your money out. We can't cash that check. We can't do anything. We can't do a wire transfer. Why? Computers are down. You know, that's happening every day all across America, it seems. The government has become incompetent, especially at the federal level, but sometimes also locally, depending on where you are. It's become incompetent, non-functional. Nothing's working. Supply chains are breaking down. The education system is a total failure. People don't even want to work anymore. I mean, the destruction of our culture has nearly run its course. And the consequences are going to be felt, and they cannot be avoided. It's going to be a dire situation. So back to what I started with here. You get the tyranny that you tolerate. And right now, we're seeing the results of too many American people tolerating all kinds of tyranny, government overreach, LGBT tyranny, you know, rampant Marxism of the left with their tyranny of, it used to be the tyranny of good intentions, actually. Now it's not even good intentions, it's bad intentions. They don't want you to survive. They don't want white people to live. You know, they don't want America to make it through. They want to see society destroyed. You know, there's a big contingent of leftists, especially, who literally want to see society fall. And they want to see it stayed destroyed. Unlike, you know, people like you and I, we recognize that society is falling, but we plan to rebuild this. And I've talked about it countless times, how we're going to actually rebuild a stronger society rooted in the rule of law, rooted in morality after this collapse. But there's a whole group of people that don't want anything to come back. They want a total permanent collapse, the complete extermination of, well, Western societies, Americans, white people, Trump supporters, Christians. They absolutely want to slaughter all Christians. So there are some very evil forces afoot. I know you realize that. I'm just trying to help focus your mind on this and the fact that what you put up with is what you're going to get. So stop putting up with it. Call it out. Push back against it. In whatever way is lawful and legal and peaceful, but push back. Let your voice be heard. Don't be afraid of being called out. Yeah, of course they're going to call you out for telling the truth. Hey, stop sexualizing our children in the schools. Hey, stop letting illegal immigration invade and overtake the United States of America. Stop with all the government money printing that's destroying the value of the currency that people already have. You have to voice your opposition to the insanity and join those of us who've been doing so for decades. If you haven't already, probably you have. And I know you probably run into friends and family members that don't want to hear it. And, you know, you do what you can. You can't reach everybody. You can't convince everybody. But your effort probably has a bigger impact than you know. So keep it up. Keep speaking out. Keep sharing podcasts like this. Keep sharing our interviews. Go to Brighteon.social. Watch videos at Brighteon.com. Check out Brighteon.tv as well. Spread the word. And maybe we can awaken or red pill enough people to make a difference here. I think we can. Thank you for listening. God bless you. Take care.
I want to show you what we have put together here in terms of our really popular, now wheat-free, certified organic, lab-tested macaroni and cheese meal mixes. I've got them on my desk here. The way we sell them, it's in a mini bucket format. You see the bottom ones there. And inside each bucket are three of these packs right here, which is, you know, vacuum packed. It's nitrogen flooded and then vacuumed in a very rugged, long-term stable bag. This is wheat-free. It's made out of amaranth as well as quinoa. And so this holds its shape and texture and tastes really great. It's not like gritty and mushy like whole wheat macaroni tends to be. So we have this, and then this is a cheese pack that's also very durable, rugged packing. And this, you know, no garbage, no artificial colors, no fillers, nothing like that. And in the cheese pack are very simple certified organic ingredients. Check it out. Organic white cheddar powder, organic heavy cream powder, organic butter powder, organic whey protein powder, organic onion powder, and organic black pepper powder. And that's it, folks. There's no fillers, no artificial flavors, no artificial colors. I mean, no colors of any kind actually in it. And it's very easy to make. It's extremely delicious. Now, it does not have any salt added. We did that on purpose because we wanted people to be able to salt it according to your own taste. So for those having a low sodium diet, you can easily incorporate this. I mean, check the nutrition facts label. It still does have sodium naturally in the cheese, but we did not add any salt. So it can be incorporated into a low sodium diet if that's something that you're paying attention to. For the rest of us, I add salt to this, by the way, and I don't normally add salt to anything, but this is so low in the salt because we didn't add any salt to the recipe that I think you actually have to add a little bit of salt to bring out the flavor and make it taste really delicious. And then it does when you add a little bit of salt to it. So this is, all you got to do is boil water. You know, you boil the elbows for 5 to 10 minutes, and then you add in the cheese powder, you stir it in, you're done. And it's super delicious. This is a really great preparedness meal. I think you'll really love this. We also have, this is very popular. It is an organic banana, peanut butter, and chocolate instant superfood shake. Now, this product, which is available in various quantities, if you go to our store, you can just buy, you know, one canister, or you can buy them in groups. This also is very delicious, but very simple. Look at the ingredients. Organic whey protein powder, banana powder, also organic, peanut butter powder, cocoa powder, coconut sugar, which is a low glycemic sweetener. And that's it, folks. It's all organic. It's laboratory certified. It's super delicious. It blends with water or other kinds of milks. You know, it could be a nut milk or a cow's milk or whatever you want. It's delicious, hot or cold. And it's incredibly nutritious and very clean because we do all the testing. So these are two relatively new products, well, brand new actually, that are in stock right now, at least at the moment, and will probably be sold out of them pretty quickly, but we'll make more. It just takes time to source all these ingredients. It took us many months to get the cheddar cheese powder and the organic cream powder, the butter powder, and the whey. I mean, frankly, all the animal products are taking a very long time to get sourced right now, but we're doing the best we can. We have these available, super delicious. And this is just the first of many kind of instant meals that we're formulating right now. So macaroni and cheese is one of many that we'll have soon. We're gonna have different kind of soups, like a lentil soup and also an organic chili product. And they're all gonna be based on the same kind of philosophy. Clean, simple, lab-tested ingredients with no artificial anything whatsoever, and also very lower sodium compared to what's typically out there. Because I don't know about you, but I don't want to just eat a bunch of salt and MSG. You know, that's what a lot of storable food is, just a bunch of salt and sugar and MSG and textured vegetable protein garbage. And we're not into that, not at all. This is real food, real nutrition, real taste, and it's available right now at healthrangerstore.com. Just go there. You can search for peanut butter to find our chocolate banana peanut butter shake. Or if you want the macaroni and cheese, just go to healthrangerstore.com and search for the organic wheat-free macaroni and cheese with no salt added. Or check out our hundreds of other products, such as, like, you can look at herbs right here. All these different categories, different herbs and tinctures. We have garden seeds. We have superfoods. We have personal care products. Here we have organic turmeric gold extract. We have the knives, the Dawson knives. I've co-designed these with Dawson knives. You probably heard about these. This is under preparedness. Survival gear. We've got, well, let me just show you. We've got all the different knives right here made of the corrosion-resistant MagnaCut alloy. Mass ratio is one very popular. That's back in stock now. Consequences covert knife. And more. We've got other knives available, including Escape from LA. Hey, I wonder, is that sold out? Hard to keep in stock. But check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. This is how you can support us. And then we give back to you in a multitude of ways, with knowledge, with empowerment, with the large language model we're going to be giving away here soon, coming up end of March, with all the interviews and all the things that we do. Plus, we just made a $100,000 donation to Convoy of Hope of non-GMO vitamin C. So when we are able to, we buy an extra large batch of raw materials, and then we use our in-house manufacturing and testing, and we will overproduce certain batches, knowing that we can use Convoy of Hope to distribute them to people in need. And that it's a Christian-based ministry that distributes food and supplements. And we've worked with them several times now, and just the other day, $100,000 worth of vitamin C. So that's going out into the hands of people in need across America. Sometimes they distribute to other nations, but they focus on the United States of America. And we will continue to support people in need anywhere that we can. Remember that our slogan is Health Ranger Store, healing the world with clean food. That's our philosophy. That's what we practice. That's what we preach. That's what we do. We do the lab testing. We manufacture clean, simple ingredients that are authentic and pure and tasty. It's like nothing else that you've ever seen in the processed food industry or the processed storable food industry. And a lot of the survival food out there is just heavily processed garbage. I'm sorry to say, that's just honest truth of what it is. You want real food? Come to healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brightown.com and the Health Ranger Store. Take care.